Regina, producers have made substantial progress in seeding over the last week. Seeding is currently 38% completed in the province, up 29% from last week. This is behind the 5-year average of 53%, but it is close to the 10-year average of 44%. Currently, seeding is more advanced in the western half of the province. Rain in the southeast has provided moisture relief while halting seeding operations for a few days. The northwest is currently furthest along with 55% of crop in the ground. The west central is at 54% and the southwest 43%. The southeast region has the least amount of acres seeded in the province with 18% of crop in so far. Wet fields in the southeast and east central regions have slowed fieldwork. Field peas are the crop with the most seeding progress, with 54% seeded. Lentils, 50%, and spring wheat, 43%, are leading the crops in seeding progress. Oats, 19%, canola, 19%, flax, 10%, and soybeans, 7%, are the crops with the least amount of seeding progress. Pockets of rain moved through the province last Friday and replenished many dry areas in the southeast. The Beanfey region received the most with up to 78 millimeters of rain. Other notable rain in the last week includes the Vanguard area receiving 24 millimeters and the Marengo area receiving 22 millimeters of rain. Rain was also received in the northern region of the province, with a maximum of 13 millimeters reported in the North Battleford region. Provincial topsoil moisture levels have shifted slightly from adequate to short this week. Topsoil moisture for cropland is reported as 69% adequate and 24% short. Pasture and Halen topsoil moisture follows a similar pattern with 63% being adequate and 28% short. Warm and dry forecasts have producers concerned about the moisture reserves in both cropland and pasture and Halen. Producers are busy seeding while watching their early seeded crops begin to emerge. Many are busy applying pre-seed herbicide applications and pre-working their fields ahead of seeding. Cattle are being moved out to greening pastures and branding has started. With the dry conditions, producers are reminded to stay vigilant about fire risk and to have fire prevention equipment at the ready. Stress is high this time of year for producers, and producers are reminded to take safety precautions in all the work they do. A complete, printable version of the crop report is available online at https://www.saskatchewan.ca/crop-report. Follow the 2023 crop report on Twitter at @SkagriCulture.